ओके, नेक्स्ट टाइप ऑफ द एक्स लिंक्ड एक्टायोसिस विच इज़ अ सिंड्रोमिक फॉर्म ऑफ द एक्टायोसिस इनहेरिटेड इज एन एक्स लिंक्ड डोमिनेंट डिसऑर्डर एंड इट इज़ कॉज बिकॉज ऑफ द डिफेक्ट इन द डिस्टल कोलेस्ट्रॉल बायोसिंथेसिस इज द चाइल्ड सिंड्रोम विच इज़ एन एब्रिविएशन एंड स्टैंड्स फॉर कंजेनिटल हेमी डिस्प्लेसिया इक्टायोसिफॉर्म नेविस लिम डिफेक्ट सिंड्रोम. So as the name shows that it is a congenital type of a defect in which there is a unilateral ichthyosiform nevus along with the limb defect and hemidysplasia. It is inherited as X-linked dominant disorder, which means that it will be lethal in males and it will be present in the females. And the defect or the gene defect is the NHSDL gene, which encodes for 3-beta hydroxysteroid dehydrogenase enzyme. So when this enzyme will be absent because of the gene mutation, so the distal biosynthesis of the cholesterol will not take place, leading to deficiency of the cholesterol in the skin and hence the clinical manifestation of the child syndrome. The clinical hallmark of the child syndrome is a child nevus, which is an inflammatory epidermal nevus having a unique lateralization pattern having a strict midline, which means that it will be present on one side of the body, most commonly on the right side of the body, but the left side of the left-sided affected patients have also been reported, but in most of the patients the right side of the body will be affected. So this type of a well demarcated inflammatory epidermal nevus will be present on one side of the body having a more affinity for the flexures or the body folds, which we call as dichotropism. This well demarcated epidermal nevus will be covered with a yellowish waxy scaling. So this is the cutaneous manifestation. Associated with this, there will be ipsilateral extracutaneous features involving the skeletal defect, hypoplasia or aplasia involving the limbs and the other internal organs such as the unilateral involvement of the kidney, unilateral involvement of the lung, etc. In the DDs, we will keep ilvin and incontinentia pigmenti. For the treatment, we are going to advise topical creams containing cholesterols, which has very excellent results. And for the treatment of the nevus, we are going to do the derma abrasion followed by the split skin graft from the uninvolved site of the or the contralateral side of the body, which gives very effective therapy, long-time remission. If we are going to do the derma abrasion alone, it will lead to recurrence of the lesion. So it is very important to combine the derma abrasion with a split skin graft from the contralateral uninvolved site of the body.